AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Near Boston, Brian Walsh was sentenced to life in state prison for the grisly murder of his wife, who disappeared nearly 3 years ago and whose body was never found. Prosecutor Greg Connor says human dignity was completely offended by Brian Walsh's actions.
The person that he illegally conveyed was his wife and the mother of his three children. And he did it by removing her remains from the family home and placing them in buckets, in garbage bags, in dumpsters around the Commonwealth.
Anna Walsh, a real estate agent who immigrated from Serbia, was last seen early in 2023 after a New Year's Eve dinner at the couple's home. The Labor Department says inflation slowed unexpectedly last month, according to data that was delayed and likely distorted by the government shutdown. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett was asked about President Trump's address to the nation last night.
I thought it was a real home run speech. The thing that really made me the happiest was how much attention he paid to details, so much so that we were going back and forth with him with charts for each of the things that he was talking about throughout the day.
The president promised an economic boom, but inflation has stayed elevated and the job market has weakened sharply in the wake of his import taxes. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson was asked about the extent of the damage caused by severe flooding.
The impact on our infrastructure, for example, is profound. You know, there's just really no way to sugarcoat that. And frankly, we don't really even know the full scale of the impact when it comes to our infrastructure and what we're facing until we see those waters finally recede and get a chance to really evaluate what the situation is.
A man in Idaho died when a tree fell in his home. There was no Powerball winner last night. The jackpot Saturday is at least $1.5 billion. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A funeral in Australia.
Hundreds of mourners have gathered in Sydney for the funeral of a 10-year-old girl killed in a mass shooting during a Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach. The attack left 15 people dead. Authorities say the suspects, a father and son, were inspired by the Islamic State group, although investigations into their backgrounds continue. The tragedy has sparked a national conversation about anti-Semitism in Australia. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced reforms, including tougher hate speech laws and stricter gun controls. I'm Karen Chemas.
Thailand has helped launch a global effort to fight the spread of online scams that include criminal enterprises based largely in Southeast Asia. A conference is underway in Bangkok called the Global Partnership Against Online Scams. Scam centers are estimated to bilk billions of dollars annually from victims around the world. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Did you recently move and experience a scam by a moving company, broker, or auto transporter? Visit protectyourmove.gov to file a complaint, access your state law enforcement resources, and get guidance on how to resolve disputes. Take control of the situation and turn your move around. Get trusted information to help resolve your issue and hold the scam moving companies and brokers accountable. Paid for by FMCSA.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.